And they sold a million today. That was the sound of the Bee Gees and Massachusetts. We'll be back with another million seller for you, of course, on Monday afternoon around about 2:30. In the meantime, this is 100 Ton and a Feather.
It only takes a minute, girl, to fall in love, to fall in love. It only takes a minute, girl, to fall in love, to fall in love. What's an hour of the day? We throw at least one away. Walk the streets half a year, trying to find a new career. Now if you get a flu attack, for 30 days you're on your back, doing not a single dance. Baby, give me half a chance. It only takes a minute, girl.
Ton and a Feather, and it only takes a minute. Talking of the time, it's 21 minutes to 3. We're going to take you back now to 1967, the year of flower power, and Scott McKenzie.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear gonna meet some gentle people there. For those who come to San Francisco, summertime will be a loving there. In the street
To think, isn't it, that it was 9 years ago now that all that happened, Flower Power and Make Love Not War, do you remember that all when it happened? That was Scott McKenzie in San Francisco, taking you over to the west coast of California. Of course, if you were listening at this moment to an American radio station, things would probably sound a little bit more like this.
K-O-M-A.
Oklahoma City, 1229, Creedence Clearwater Revival. On the highway again, baby, Tacoma.
All right, you're cooking with KV Radio, WKBW 1520 in Buffalo, New York.
This is KV Radio coming at you all over your body.
Mark Elliott on KHJ with more music. This is number one.
WHBQ.
401, and I'm George Klein.
Radio 1, and I'm Paul Gambaccini, presenting some of America's most famous disc jockeys and the radio stations at which they work on a bicentennial insight Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock.
247 National.
They're unbelievable over there, aren't they? Over here, we have people who come on and say things like...
On Radio 1, it's the... David Hamilton show.
Maybe we're not so stupid after all.
I've been counting my blessings, adding up all the things I've got going for me. And right from the very first moment we kissed, I put you right smack on top of the list. Count it out now.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your number one, one of course. Oh,
baby,
yes, something else. You're gonna pass on by yourself.
You're my
multiply all my gladness and subtract all the sadness that I've ever known, and you come up with the total of a once in a lifetime kind of love. Count it out, girl.
Thank you.
24/7, you're in heaven. No, it's no good. I can't. Can't do it. It's no good. That was Che and the Techniques and Number Wonderful. Who's this thing?
So, the thing is, what were you, ladies and gentlemen, or guys and gals, doing 17 years ago and 8 years ago this very week?
That'd be so rude.
On Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock on Radio 1, of course, naturally, it's the Double Top 10 show, and the Double Top 10 show plays you the hit parades of 17 years ago and 8 years ago. And sometimes it's great fun to tax your brain because I do a little points teaser to see if you remember this title or that artist. So, for good times, for up-to-date times, as well as turning the clock back times, Sunday at 1 o'clock, Double Top 10 show, and this week is the hit parades of 17 years ago and 8 years ago.
Thank you very much indeed, Governor. Thank you. Now then, pick 'em up.
Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware? What did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware?
She wore a brand new jersey, she wore a brand new jersey, she wore a brand new jersey, that's what she did wear.
One, two, three, four. Oh, why did California, why did California? Why did California, was she all alone?
She called to say how are ya, she called to say how are ya,
she called to say how are ya, that's why she did call. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Oh, what did Mississippi, boy, what did Mississippi? What did Mississippi, boy, through her pretty lips?
She sipped a Minnesota, she sipped a Minnesota,
she sipped a Minnesota, that's what she did sip. Oh, where has Oregon, boy, where has Oregon? If you want Alaska, Alaska, where she's gone?
She went to pay her taxes, she went to pay her taxes,
she went to pay her taxes, that's where she has gone. Ein, zwei, drei, vier. Oh, how did Wisconsin, boy,
she stole a new brass key.
Too bad that Arkansas, boy,
and so did Tennessee.
It made poor Florida die, boy, it made poor Florida die.
You see, she died in misery, boy,
she died in misery. Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware?
Oh, what did Delaware, boy?
Very clever song, that, recorded by Perry Como and called Delaware. It's a very tricky thing, actually, writing any songs about the United States of America, because, as you probably know, they're always increasing the number of states that they've got. I'm not sure what the latest count is. It's, I think, either 52 or it could even be 53. I remember some years ago, I can't remember the name of the song, but I remember there was a song with a line in it which about the American states, which went, "I repeat, I think you're great in all the 48. Very shortly after that, it went up to 50, and the fellow who wrote it had to rewrite the lines and had to change it very cleverly to, "I repeat, I think you're nifty in every state, and I know there's 50. What he's done to 52 or 53, I will leave to your imagination.
Am I really hard to please? Perhaps I have such special needs. I wondered what was wrong with me. My friends all fall so easily. But today I fell in love with someone I hardly know. Did I make myself imagine that he could love me so? 'Cause the feeling was so unexpected, I could hardly keep myself collected. Time to learn about love, and never did believe please. Perhaps I have such special needs. I wondered what was wrong with me. My friends are fall so easily. But today I fell in love.
Diana Ross, and it took a little time, but today I fell in love. Jolly good for her. Here's some motoring news at 5 to 3.
Radio 1,
in Shropshire, roadworks started yesterday on the M54 Wellington bypass. Both carriageways are restricted to one lane each for a distance of about half a mile. This is a very busy route on Fridays and Saturdays, and so drivers should be ready for delays. That's the M54 Wellington bypass in Shropshire. In Nottinghamshire, the gasmen are digging holes at Sutton and Ashfield to the southwest of Mansfield. Various diversions are in force, but the work is to be laid off at 5 o'clock this afternoon, and the excavations will be filled in until the job starts again at 8:30 on Monday morning. Just to the west of Manchester, resurfacing work starts at 9 o'clock tonight on the M63. The northbound carriageway will be closed between Junction 5 and Junction 2 throughout the weekend, with a signed diversion to avoid this section of the M63. And a note has just come in from the police about Henley-on-Thames on the borders of Berkshire and Oxfordshire. The Henley Regatta is causing a lot of congestion, which is likely to continue until about 7 o'clock this evening. So until then, Henley-on-Thames is an area for through traffic to avoid, if possible.
Wherever you go, Radio 1 goes with you.
We're going back to the States now to find out what's happening on the Ventura Highway. The Ventura Highway is a famous freeway in Los Angeles, California, about which America recorded this song.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know.
Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air, in the air.
Star waiting for the early train. Sorry, boy, but I've been hit by purple rain.
seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air, in the air.
The sound of America, Ventura Highway. We're going up to the news with Tavares and Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. News in a minute or so from now.
To Afternoon National Radio.
Where can I get it from?
247 National, every day.
3 o'clock is the time, and with the news, here's Ruth Cuffin.
A boost to the government's hopes for wage restraint. The miners' leader, Mr. Joe Gormley, has ruled that there should be no debate on pay at the union's conference. There had been calls from some areas for as much as £100 a week for face workers. Mr. Gormley's ruling was approved by his executive by 15 votes to 9. The government have confirmed that part of the huge foreign loan arranged last month has already been used. This became clear when it was announced that Britain's reserves had fallen by about £50 million. Our financial staff say the figures are unexpectedly good. Dealers had apparently anticipated a much bigger drop.